We are born genius. How very interesting. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, bringing you We Are Born Genius. And that's the truth. We are born genius. We have every opportunity to express all the genius that we are. I'm a philosopher, and I love to talk about philosophy. And philosophy is the subject of thought, the subject of ideas, the subject of imagination. Philosophy is what a person thinks about, what a person is. We think of all the great philosophers who've ever lived, and we think how marvelous their thinking has been. We think how stupendous their ideas have been, how earth-shattering and mind-boggling their concepts are that make us just sit up and take notice. And then people say to me, Dr. Barley, what are you a philosopher of, you know, and what type of philosophy do you teach? And I say with boldness and with assuredness and with delight, I teach my own philosophy. Oh, you teach your own philosophy, you must think you're a pretty wonderful person. That's very true. I do think I'm a pretty wonderful person. I listen to the divine within me. I listen to my reality. I listen to who I am, and then I think about who I am, and I act upon who I am, and I talk about who I am. And people say, well, my goodness sakes, doesn't that run into a little conflict with other people and what they think should be done and how they think things should be? And I say, not one little bit. Because every person is their personal philosopher. Every person can only teach the philosophy that they live and they are. And this is the way life is designed to be. You see, every one of us arrived here in this life or any lifetime as a genius. We arrive here open, receptive, responsive to whatever it is that is coming into our world, and it's an exciting and a wonderful adventure. It's really something beautifully expressed, beautifully done, beautifully known just as soon as we open the door and let it out. Now, how do I open the door and let out my genius? I throw up my arms and say, world, here I am, a genius. And the world says, yeah, in what? In everything. Yeah. So, walk on water. Go ahead. Do something spectacular. Do something amazing. Do something outstanding. And I say, well, that's not what my genius is all about. Well, what is your genius all about? If you're a genius, then you should be a genius in something. You should be a little Mozart at the bright age of 3 and 6 doing marvelous things. You should be a fantastic person in every respect if you're a genius. And there's where we come into the hairy stuff. Just what is a genius? What does it mean to be a genius? A genius means one thing, to be yourself, have fun, enjoy life, be yourself, and have fun. Now, you say, well, man, that's an easy out. That's an easy escape from having to answer the question of what a genius is. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's truly what a genius is. You look at little children playing in their sandbox. And some express their genius freely and openly, and others are inhibited. The ones who are free and open are the ones who have their little fire engines, and they have their hills, and they have their mountains, and they have their cities, and they have their people, and they have their things going on, and they have people that they talk to that we can't see, and they're doing all these wonderful things, and we are uptight about it because we long ago have left that area of being a genius for the area of being an inhibited genius. An inhibited genius is one who tries to please the society in which he lives. An inhibited genius is one who is playing in the sandbox and a friend comes along and wants to play too. And the inhibited genius says, oh, here, you take my toys. Oh, you do this. Oh, you do that. Now, the real genius doesn't do such a silly thing. The real genius sees his friend come and play and says, hi, and he goes about his playing. And he has his fleet of trucks, and his friend comes over and says, what's this? And he says, oh, this is my fleet of trucks. And his friend says, can I play with them? And the genius says, do you think you can? I'd like to. Whatever you want to do, you go right ahead and do. Do whatever you like to do. And so the genius doesn't say, you can play with my toys. The genius is not possessed by his toys. His toys are there to be enjoyed. His toys are there to be experienced by whoever wants to experience it. And there's no limitation to it. There's no attitude to it that it's right, wrong, good, bad, indifferent, or whatever it may be. The genius is just doing his thing. And he is having a wonderful time. Now, his friend may catch the fire of the genius thought and the genius attitude and the genius play and join in. Or the friend may have his own genius, which is more likely true. And with his own genius, he takes the things that the genius had, which are oftentimes invisible things, and he drives them around and he rides them. Maybe he's into horses. Maybe he's into a movie that he's seen about horses and the Western world. And so he's riding his horse. And the original genius is sitting there driving his vehicles. He's driving his trucks up the hills, and he's loading dirt into the back of the truck. And there's no work to it. It's just he loads it in, and it's out. He loads it in mentally, and it's out. He doesn't have to have a shovel. He doesn't need to have the dirt, in fact. He just loads in his mental dirt and dumps out his mental dirt wherever he wants to dump it. But a genius is never inhibited by whomever he is with. A genius is never inhibited by society, by what society expects of him. A genius just always goes and goes and goes. Now, when one is trying to play up to society and do the things that society wants them to do, then the realm of uninhibited genius takes a little different turn. It's still there. It's still there with all its fire and all its magic and all its might. It's still there waiting to be enjoyed, waiting to be experienced. But instead, it has a little limitation to it. And this is how our lives go on. We leave the sandbox, but a true genius doesn't leave being a genius. A true genius continues right everything he's doing, uninhibitedly going on and coming up with decisions and conclusions and imagination that are just outstanding. The genius keeps his mind free and open and ready to leap into the most exciting prospects that may be confronting him. It doesn't matter what they are. It doesn't matter why they're there. It doesn't matter what purpose they may have. The exciting projects are just projects, are just something to think about. Now, why is it that we say thoughts are things? Well, we say thoughts are things because thoughts are things. So, then we begin to think about thoughts. And a philosopher says, if my thoughts are things, then I should have results from my thinking in my everyday life of what my thoughts are. Now, I'm going to think happy thoughts because I think happiness is just wonderful. And so the little philosopher thinks happy thoughts and has a happy life. Everyone around him thinks he's a wonderful person, thinks he's a great guy. It doesn't matter to him, but he's just thinking happy thoughts, and so he's creating a world around him of everyone appreciating him as a happy person. And as everyone appreciates him as a happy person, it doesn't make him happy, it doesn't keep him from being happy, it doesn't enhance his happiness or it doesn't detract from it. He is just himself and happy at all times, under all circumstances, doing whatever he's doing. And while he's in this happy mode, he may say, I think I will buy myself a beautiful truck, a beautiful car, a beautiful house. And depends on his age and his desires and his things, or maybe not. You don't have to be older to like to have a nice house, and like to have a nice room, and like to have a nice bed and nice furniture in your room and nice toys to play with, and for your father to drive a nice car because you want to go places, and for your father to want to take you places, and for your mother to want to take you places. This is what a little genius does. They expect their parents to be their expressions. Their parents are there as their expressions of good, as part of their program of doing the things they want to do. It doesn't matter what that thing may be, their parents are there for that purpose. Now, the next step is in this is that as they create their parents as desiring to do the things that the person wants done, that the child wants done, the parents want to do those things, not with a matter of self giving up control for themselves. Their life, their world, their dedication is for their child whenever they are in the presence of the child, or even when they're not. They live their lives for the child. They live their world for the child. They work for the child. They do. You say, my God, that's not really too cool. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Now, does everyone have that same privilege? Yes, they do. Does everyone have the same opportunity? Is everyone born a genius? Yes, everyone is born a genius. But you see, we give up the genius to the point of being our brother's keeper sometimes. We give up the genius to the point of thinking that people do not want to do what we want done. We give up the genius whenever we think that the world does not want to do exactly what we want it to do. Now, it doesn't mean that once we have set a program in motion and we decide to change it, that the program should be instantly changed. It means that once we set a program in motion and we decide to change it, it is changed. It's not instantly changed, it's not going to be changed, it's not being worked on, but it is. And you, the genius, has this perfect idea of what it is and where it is and what it's doing. So, you're a little girl, and you're 12 years old, and you have been being a naughty little girl. You have been not getting along well with your parents. You have been irritating your brothers and sisters. You've been irritating the teachers in school. You've been irritating just about everybody. And then you do a little introspection. 13-year-old girl, you listen within. And as you listen within, a voice inside you says, you're intimidating other people. You are expecting other people not to like what you're doing. You're expecting other people not to be happy with you the way you are. You're expecting other people to think that you're a little rascal. You're expecting other people to be irritated with you. Now, don't expect that. And you say to yourself, well, you don't expect that. That's what the case is, the way it is. Well, you're a genius. And you can instantly stop one way of thinking and start another way of thinking instantly, if that's your choice. Now, little princess, what is it that you want? Well, I want everyone to get along with me. I want everything to be happy. I want everything to be just the way I want it to be. Well, then, why don't you do it? The inner voice says to this little princess. Well, I can't because. Well, why not say, I can because? Well, what do you mean? And so the inner voice, which is always there explaining to us and divining for us and being our absolute self, being our genius self, being our wonderful self, the inner voice says, all right, princess, look, you are beautiful, right? Oh, yes. You are intelligent. Oh, yes. You are lovable. Yes, I am lovable. to me. Okay? You are lovable to you. Yes, you are lovable to everybody else. Well, shush. You're putting a new cause in motion. You cannot dwell on the old cause, but you're putting a new cause in motion. So put the new cause in motion. You are lovable to everybody in your world. I am lovable to everybody in my world. I'm lovable to everybody in my world. I'm lovable to everybody in my world. I am creating myself lovable to everyone in my world. I am creating a world filled with people who love the little princess. I am creating a world filled with people who love the little princess. I am the creator. I'm the one who puts the cause in motion. I'm the one who decides what people are living in my world. So I have a world filled with people who absolutely love me. And I absolutely love them. Now, I don't make them love me. I create them loving me. They have no other alternative but to love me because that's how I create them. I create them this way every moment, every instant of my life. I create them loving me, loving me, loving me, loving me, loving me. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm a genius. You bet you're a genius, little princess. You bet. Little princess, are your parents wealthy? Oh my, they are wealthy. We have everything that we could what do you mean we? I. Oh, excuse me, inner self. Yes, that's true. I must keep myself in order here. I have everything I could want. I have everything I desire. I am surrounded by harmonious beings. I am surrounded by people who love me to pieces. They think I'm just the greatest, and I am the greatest, and I love me too. I'm a genius. I put always those concepts, those ideas, those thoughts in motion that result in the experience that I am. I am. They result in the experience that I am. They result in the experience that I am. Well, how do you mean that they result in the experience that I am? Well, I'm just growing into this concept in yourself. Yes, you are. But you always had it, and you lost it for a little while when you thought that other people didn't want you to be doing the things you did. Now, you just think everybody wants you to be doing the things just the way you're doing it because you're so wonderful. When a little baby lays in his crib and coos, nobody says why. They just love it. When you are enjoying who you are and just always saying coo, everybody loves you just the way you are. They don't say why. When you are expressing your inner genius at all times, in every way, nobody questions why. They just say, oh, how wonderful that is. How wonderful. And every mother goes around saying, my daughter, my little princess is a genius. And all the neighbors believe it and know it. They don't say, oh, you're just a mama talking. They say, yes, isn't it wonderful? I saw her do this. I saw her do that. I saw her on television. Oh, yes. I saw her talking to the president. Oh, yes. I saw her doing this. Oh, yes. She is a genius. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you see, the mother doesn't have to protest it. She just proclaims it and defines it and speaks it. And the father, when he goes around his world, he's telling everybody what a genius his little princess is. And they don't say, that's a father talking. They say, you are correct. She is a genius. And you see, this is the attitude. This is the attitude that the genius has about themselves. And all in the world of the genius reflect this attitude. Because the attitude of a genius cannot be hidden. The attitude of a genius cannot be in any way restrained from the awareness of the people around, because the attitude of a genius is always there and is always doing its perfect thing. You and I are genius too. I know it. Do you know it? Sai Baba, the mystic in India, was questioned by visitors. How can you say that you're God? What does it mean to be God? I wish I knew. And Sai Baba would say to them, yes, that's true. I am God. And you are God too. You just don't know it. So, my friend, you're a genius. I'm a genius. All the world's a genius. And sometimes we just don't know it. So we open our eyes and we find out, yes, we are a genius. And in that genius, we live wonderful, happy, fulfilled, satisfying, exciting lives. Have a lovely life and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.